Money FM 89.3, Best of Breakfast. The Bigger Picture, only on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to The Bigger Picture. I'm Sean Cheong. And on the line with us today to share his views about what has been front and centre impacting the markets lately, we have on the phone Heng Kun Hao, the Head of Market Strategy at UOB, and the Fed Outlook, the latest Chinese data and the Singapore economy is on the tape today. Hello, Kun Hao.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, everybody.
So let's get to it. So what's your updated Fed Outlook looking like now, given what's happened in the last couple of weeks? Do you still expect 3 rate cuts for this year?
So we heard from Chair Powell last night. He has now said it very clearly that he doesn't have much confidence still that inflation is on its way down as expected, and the Fed needs to keep interest rates as restrictive as possible for as long as necessary. Now, in fact, over the past few weeks since late March, most of the latest monthly macro numbers in the US have turned out to be stronger than expected, like stronger CPI, stronger PPI, stronger payroll numbers, stronger retail sales, you name it. So last week, we have basically cut back on our Fed cut expectations. We now see only 2 cuts this year in September and December, which means pretty much, you know, the expectation of a near-term Fed cut in June or around that area is now over. But I want to be a bit candid about this. Whether you get 2 cuts or 1 or no cuts this year, you know, the important thing to appreciate for investors and businesses is that interest rates will stay higher for longer this year. US rates will stay around 5% or higher. So we need to be very careful not to over-leverage ourselves, not to over-borrow.
Okay, speaking of higher, do you see higher long-term yield now that the 10-year US Treasury yields have pushed back up to about 4.5%?
Yes. So 2 years Treasuries, in fact, last night was testing around 5%. 10-year now is as high as 4.65. So there's a real risk that the entire Treasury curve is pushing up, in fact, towards 5%. And of course, this is driven by the expectation that the Fed is delaying the cuts, as well as increasing worries that the U.S. fiscal situation, you know, is deteriorating. The consequence of this is that the U.S. dollar, unfortunately, may stay stronger for longer as well. We were expecting the dollar to weaken middle of the year. That, of course, should be pushed back. We see yesterday rupiah was weakening past 16,000. Ringgit was weak. Singapore dollar past 136. So we need to live with a stronger dollar as well.
Okay, so we will be talking about this shortly. But before that, let's just turn our eyes to China. They posted forecast beating 5.3% growth in the first quarter. What are the implications of this forecast beat going forward? What effects could it have on the market?
First quarter GDP for China announced yesterday was stronger than expected, 5.3%. compared to consensus expectation of 4.8. And this sort of makes it a bit more better this year, you know, for growth to hit the official target of 5%. So we have raised our GDP target for China this year from 4.5 to 4.8, right? Now, having said that, it is still a very mixed picture because amidst all this, some of the activity numbers are weak and China's property prices continue to decline. In fact, for the month of March, on an annualized basis, China's residential property prices fell at the fastest rate of 2% over, fastest rate in the past 1.5 years. So there are still challenges to China's economy, whether it's the property market, job market, and retail spending, and this needs to be worked through.
So let's put it all together and contextualize that. How would that possibly affect the Singapore economy for the rest of the year?
The good thing is this, Singapore's economy is well-balanced, and the latest MAS update at a monetary policy statement states that, you know, the MAS still has confidence that inflation is on its way down, our strong dollar is reducing imported inflation, and that, you know, we have export recovery. At the same time, we have strong retail spending, F&B, of course, tourism, so on and so forth. So we would expect it to be steady as she goes for Singapore's economy. And when the MAS meets in July, let's see how it goes. Maybe, you know, they'll dial back a bit of the Singapore dollar strength.
If we do get those Fed cuts as expected, maybe 2 or maybe 1 or maybe none at all, how does that impact Singapore?
I think a lot of investors are waiting for the cuts to come in this year. For example, corporates to refinance, to reissue debt. And of course, all of us are waiting for lower rates to refinance our property loans. My 2 cents is you need to dial back an expectation this year because any cuts will not be substantial, either 1 or 2 at best. And, you know, it doesn't move the needle that much. But our economy, having said that, is well balanced, well positioned to handle the continuing high interest rate environment.
All right, and speaking of environment, we are looking at escalating environment, at least in the Middle East, we know, with the tensions over there. If that situation does not de-escalate quickly and even prolongs or intensifies, what could the implications of those tensions be for us in Singapore and our local markets?
So the important thing to note is this. Iran is now a major producer of crude oil. Iran produces about 4 million barrels a day, or about 45%, just under half of what Saudi Arabia produces. That's very significant. So in the event, as you say, things go from bad to worse, Iran's crude oil production is interrupted or sanctioned by the West, the war escalates, this can't be good for the world, energy prices may shoot higher, so on and so forth. So of course, we hope this does not happen. The good thing is Arab states, US, EU, are doing their best to de-escalate, and we do hope cool minds prevail. The consequence of this is this. You notice commodity prices have tracked higher again, whether it's energy prices, whether it's gold for geopolitical safe haven needs, whether it's industrial metals, because there's new sanctions against Russian industrial metals. So all this will add on the margin to business costs and unfortunately keep inflation a little bit sticky. So that's the impact for Singapore and for all businesses.
Thank you so much for walking us through these, Kun Hao.
Thank you, Sean.
He's Heng Kun Hao, the head of markets strategy, UOB. This is Money FM 89.3.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio, at the App Store and Google Play.